Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Spiritual Teacher Podcast. So I'm actually on like a brief little walk this evening, and I am showing up just to kind of enjoy myself and share something with you guys that I think is going to take your life and your business to the next level. And that is being in the embodiment of your affirmations. So at first, I was really going to turn this into a course of group coaching. And if this is something that you are interested in, I would love, love, love to be able to continue working with you on this. But I kind of wanted to give a free sample of what this work would look like, just to kind of help you get started. And you guys know I'm very big on, if I'm working with someone, whether in a group coaching setting or in a one-on-one coaching setting, I want to make sure that that person has sampled what I do so that they can really be a good fit as far as preparation goes, because I have had experiences where I've had people tap into my work and got in my one-on-one space and they just weren't quite there. And you know, that was a Jasmine boo-boo. That wasn't anyone else's boo-boo. It's just now I'm very selective. So anywho, it's gorgeous out here. The stars are amazing. But I kind of want to go into detail about how to really make your affirmation something you can embody. When you embody something, it becomes you. So when you are making affirmations, there are actually three things that you want to include in your affirmations, and that is feelings, actions, and potency. So feeling is the secret. If you have not listened to that from Neville Goddard, it is so true. I would recommend you listen to that book. But when you really tap into your feelings, true, true feelings of how things would be for you if you already had them, that's what it means to tap into that frequency, right? So I've talked about frequency a little bit this year, and frequency is something that you emit, okay? So there is a natural set point of a vibration that you emit on a daily basis. Whether you know about it or not, it exists. And it's so important that you recognize, okay, you know what? What vibration am I at? So the vibrational set point that I am working on is gratitude, which lies between 800 and 900. Now, you only need about a frequency of 400 to actually manifest anything. However, this is my opinion. You can manifest anything, but if you are not full body grateful for it, it's not going to make the manifestation any better, right? The process could be grueling. You could be ungrateful and not enjoy it. You may not have satisfaction in all of your accomplishments, and you may not celebrate. And that's something that I did for a little while, and I was so hard on myself. And I wasn't really loving who I was becoming in the process. I wasn't really embracing, like, damn, like, you're getting it out here. You're doing so much for yourself and your family. You're breaking generational curses, but you're not really embodying the frequency of gratitude. And gratitude, as I mentioned to you guys, really is the key. So, when you're doing your affirmations, think about the feelings that you want to emit. Download a chart that shares what feelings come about whenever you are trying to manifest something, and really think those things through. So, a feeling you might have about your body is My body is so fucking sexy. Every time I walk, the ground is honored to walk on it. Or the ground is honored to have me walk on it, whatever. That sounded powerful. And I know it did. That is one of my affirmations. When I say it, I feel it. And that feeling, depending on your human design, can help give you a visual. Like, I literally see myself at my ideal weight when I say that. Instead of just saying, my ideal weight is 144 pounds. But what does that feel like? Is it that your weight is on point and your waist is snatched? When you wear like a shirt, is your stomach showing? When you put on a skirt, does your butt pop out? Like, those are the details that really get you into a higher frequency where you're able to connect mind, body, soul with your affirmations. The next thing, when you have those feelings create action. And action should not be forceful. Let's get that out of the way. If your goal is to make 7 figures in a year, and you've written out what it feels like to do that. For me, making 7 figures within 1 year just feels easy. It just feels fun. That's it. That's just the meat and potatoes of what that feels like to me. When I'm making 7 figures, it's really just a game. It's a good game that I like to play. It's nothing more. And that brings me into action to be able to simply manifest it. That's all. That's all. And so I'm led and I'm inspired to move about and to do things in a way that feels easy and fun. I don't make it hard. I don't make it complicated. I don't do what all the gurus tell me I have to do. I do what I think feels good and what I'm like, what nudges me. What I feel like the universe is saying, like, you know what? This would be great for you. And even if I make a decision and I don't do the thing that really works, I know that it's leading me to the next right step. And isn't that enough? Isn't that enough? That's why it's so important to really get potent, okay? Because when you have potency, you will begin to know who you are. You are already your affirmations. Somewhere in the multiverse, you're already doing those things. You wouldn't have that desire if you weren't. That desire is from the Father. And that desire comes into your mind as like something that's a reminder of who you are. And it's a reminder of what you're already doing somewhere else. Really dive into that. Really think, wow, this is me. And I know a lot of people say, you know, I'm becoming. Wow, becoming is beautiful. And I think that it can work in so many ways. I just saw a rabbit skedaddle across the street. So that must be my sign. I'm on the right track with this. But literally, it's one of those things where you just know. You don't doubt it. You just embrace it. Okay? And when you have all three of those things in your affirmations infused into who you are as a being. I'm passing by some Christmas decorations and they sing. When you do that, I promise you, you will notice your desires coming forth faster. I didn't full body lose weight so quickly until I did this. I didn't start really injecting cash into my business as well until I did this and recognized it. This should be fun. Your affirmations should not make you feel like crap. Your affirmations should not feel like something that is way far ahead of you. Don't get me wrong, it's nothing wrong with having those future affirmations, but how do you create affirmations in the here and now? Right? How? By being that now. That's what your affirmations should do for you. If this is something that you could use some more help with, and this relates to creating a vision board, this creates to a business plan, this relates to relationships, anything that you want in your life, let me know. I'm going to actually put the link down for activating affluence because I kind of had an idea to bring some of my one-on-one students together into the group. And I kind of thought maybe, just maybe, this would actually be a good fit where we all could meet together and full body get those affirmations to become us. Hit the link in the show notes. Can't wait to hear from you.